You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Sometimes getting to the root of an issue means you have to ask uncomfortable questions. Doctors are certainly used to that. They ask us about all kinds of very private things. Sex, drugs, how much booze we drink, how much we weigh. But chances are your doctor also asked you something like this during a recent visit.
Do you feel safe at home?
How is your relationship? Or tell me about how your relationship is.
Do you have any concerns about being safe in your home?
Do you feel safe at home?
Do you feel safe at home? That can feel like a strange question to be asked when you've come in for chest pain or because you've cut your finger. But doctors are supposed to ask, because this visit could be a brief window of opportunity to connect a victim to resources. Domestic violence has a major impact on people's health.
Heightened risk for everything from heart disease to asthma to mood disorders. And this is lifelong prevalence for people who are victims.
Marcella Slick heads an initiative at Lutheran Settlement House in Philadelphia, which places domestic violence counselors directly into hospitals. A lot of doctors agree that this is a really important topic to bring up, but it can get pretty daunting.
How do you do that in a timely fashion and do it in a way that's actually kind of sensitive and doesn't seem like it's just a part of a script? How do you do it and then have something to refer them to? Like, all those things, we're really still kind of struggling.
That's Whitney Cabey. She is an emergency room physician and currently on a Robert Wood Johnson fellowship researching the role of social services in an ER setting. Like many of her colleagues, she's still getting used to digging into this complex issue of domestic violence. Anna Morgan is a primary care provider in a clinic that serves mostly Mexican immigrants. She says there are so many issues to be addressed in such a short amount of time.
I don't screen nearly to the level that I would like in an ideal world. And I'm sure that I have missed many patients who have been in violent situations because I didn't ask. And there's a limited amount of time, and oftentimes the patients who we're seeing are very, very chronically ill.
Having domestic violence broadly recognized as a public health issue is a fairly new concept. The Institute of Medicine recommended screening for women in 2011, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services followed suit. Since then, doctors have been refining their techniques on delving into this issue. Sincerity is important.
I think when you read off a script, or you're looking at a computer and you're like reading off the thing off the computer screen, I can definitely tell patients are like, what the heck is he doing?
Krista Chayachadi is a primary care provider at the Philadelphia VA. He usually asks about domestic violence in the middle of a visit, so some trust has been established, but the patient's eyes haven't glazed over yet.
I think the other thing is also the volume of questions that you're asking. So that's the complexity of universal screening. I have universal screening for like 6 to 10 different things given the patient demographic. And oftentimes it's like this litany of like different questions about like their depression, about their domestic violence, about their homelessness, about their medication adherence. And these are all critically important questions. It just, like, you can tell the patient's like, why are you asking me this battery of questions?
Chayachadi doesn't ask every patient about domestic violence. He looks for red flags, such as bruises or black eyes. And he told me he also relies on his gut instinct, and he looks for clues that something is wrong. In the fast-paced ER environment, Whitney Cabey often focuses on her high-risk patients.
My teens, my pregnant moms, women that I can see have been in the ED multiple times for what seem like kind of injuries or physically related, you know, people whose story who may not kind of make sense with the injuries that they're saying that they have.
And then there's another big issue. What happens if you ask and the patient says, yes, yes, there is violence in my home and I don't feel safe?
It can turn a 20-minute visit into a two-hour visit.
Sometimes I do these screenings and one, I either don't get follow-up on it, so I don't know what happened to this referral that I've done. And a lot of the times these patients, I lose them.
When physicians don't have immediate follow-up available for patients who are victims of domestic violence, if they might be sending them back into a dangerous situation with the suggestion to call a social worker, is it even worth asking? Here's Marcella Slick from Lutheran Settlement House.
With the really small time that health professionals have with their patients, they don't want to necessarily uncover a giant can of worms that they don't have time to deal with.
She says screenings are much more effective when a hospital has a domestic violence counselor on site, right there, something more hospitals are making available. Marcella Slick says many victims will deny being abused in the first place because of fear and shame. But she says just asking the question plants a little seed in their mind that the abuse is wrong, that there's a way out, and that hospitals and doctor's offices are safe places where they can turn.